Welcome to
Kasalanan Maging Purita Podcast,
where breaking free from the chains of financial struggle becomes your new reality. This is your gateway to discovering how not to be purita and stay wealthy effortlessly in the information age. Hosted by Neil Reichel, this podcast redefines what it means to be wealthy in the Philippines. Moving beyond the realms of freelancers, agency owners, and entrepreneurs, we now embrace every Filipino who aspires for more without sacrificing more. We debunk the myth that being purita is an inevitable fate. Just as myths and folklore fade into the backdrop of our culture, so too does the notion that financial limitation is part of our identity. With Neil Reichel at the helm, a visionary who has transcended the barriers of race and heritage to deliver value beyond measure, we invite you on a journey of transformation. This podcast is a no-go zone for complacency. If you're ready to shift your mindset, position yourself in a space where your worth doesn't require justification, and unlock the secrets to wealth that don't demand your toil and time, then you're in the right place. Follow us into a future where purita is a word without weight
and prosperity is your birthright.
Subscribe and stay tuned for our weekly episodes that promise to change not just how you earn, but also
how you live.
Welcome sa bagong episode na naman ng Kasalanan Maging Purita Podcast. This is Neil Reichel, and in today's episode, ang pag-uusapan naman natin is quitting. The previous episode, we talked about procrastination. Ano ba yung label ng procrastination? When do I not call it procrastination? If you'd like to go ahead and check it out, nandito rin yung link sa description sa baba ng episode na yon. Going back, quitting. Marami sa atin, we've been doing a lot of quitting in our lives. At nakita din natin na, what if hindi pala ako nag-quit? Saka siguro may nangyari. What if nakita din natin yung mga kasabay natin no, na parang, uy, tingnan mo, nagtuloy-tuloy siya. Bigyan ako example. Nung nasa SMDC ako, 2011, sabi ko, yes, ito na yata yung career na gustong-gusto ko. Kasi ahente na ako ng condo. Bakit ko to gusto? Kasi alam ko, malaki komisyon. At hindi ko naman ikakahiya, gusto ko kumita ng maraming pera. At alam ko na pag bumenta ako ng maraming condo, marami akong kukomisyonin. Moving forward, 2011, 2012, nakamahigit, kulang-kulang dalawang taon na po, sabi ko, parang ang tagal na, parang ang walang nangyayari. Kung may nabibenta man akong mga kondo, ang nangyayari dito is lahat sila mga installment. Installment yung down payment. At pag installment po ang down payment, ibig sabihin nun, installment din yung komisyon. Kung 3 years po yung down payment na babayaran nila, malamang sa malamang, aabutin ka rin ng 3 years bago ka makakomisyon. So, huwag mong isipin na porket nakakabenta po yung kaibigan mo na nasa condo industry or real estate industry. Ibig sabihin nun, ang dami niyang pera. Balik tayo. So, meron akong mga kasamahan dito. Shoutout sa inyo. Si Dindo, yan, Dindo Sarmiento at saka si David Lim. Lahat kami, walang experience talaga sa sales sa condo. In fact, ang may experience lang talaga sa sales is ako at saka si Dindo. Nasa pharmaceutical sales kami dati. Pareho kaming GSK. Tapos si David naman, alam ko kung hindi ko nakakamali, fresh graduate pa siya. Tapos ang background niya pa is engineering. Yan, kung hindi ko nakakamali, or marketing. Yun ang ano ko. So sabi ko, sa loob-loob ko, nung nag-uumpisa kami, ako may pinaka-unfair advantage sa mga to. Kasi bukod sa mas may edad ako, mas marami akong experience sa sales. Noong 2011, naka 6 years na ako sa pharma industry. Sabi ko, 6-7 years na ako sa pharma industry. Sabi ko, ay, panis tong mga to, saan kayang-kaya ko to. Pero ang nangyari was that around 2012, nanghihina na ako. Kahit sila nanghihina na rin, parang, ano ba yan? May time na hindi kami sa sweldo, hindi kami magpe-payroll. Bakit? Kasi hindi na-renew. Bakit? Kasi pag hindi ka na-renew, pag nagbibenta ka ng condo, ibig sabihin nun, wala kang naipasok na benta. At ang usapan nun is for every 3 months, dapat may napapasok ang X amount of benta. Otherwise, wala kang magiging allowance. So, matatanggal ka sa allowance. So, it's either you push through, magbebenta ka pa rin kahit wala kang allowance, or you decide to quit. At dito na nangyari ang nangyari. Nag-quit na ako. At na-realize ko sa dami-dami ng mga ginawa ko na kung hindi pala ako nag-quit too early on, mas mabilisan ang naging success ko. So, looking back lang sa mga bagay-bagay, I'm now 43 this year, na-realize ko na ang quitting pala is because of this equation. Para sa akin ha, definition ko lang to.
Wala ka pa ring website. Huwag ka nang gumaya sa akin. Tumanda ng ganito katanda ng walang website. Na-realize ko kung dati ko pa ginawa na meron akong website na matino. Sana mas higit pa ang narating ko. But, problema ko noon, wala akong makitang matinong makagawa ng website na based dun sa naiintindihan ko at gusto kong mangyari. And syempre, dun sa budget na kaya ko. At dahil yan mismo problema ko, we created Webigogo. Ta-da! Webigogo will create your website in as fast as 7 days. Alam mo, wala pang umabot ng 7 days. As long as kompleto na lahat and for a very low flat fee. Sagot na namin hosting mo. Sagot na namin domain mo. Sagot na namin design mo. Sagot na namin copy mo. Yung kaneknikan mo, yung inartihan mo na lang, ititira mo. Para hindi ka magkaroon ng website. So kung gusto mo magkaroon ng website, click the link in the description, go to Webigogo, and make sure na may website ka na kasi ibang level kapag may website. I promise you.
Ang quitting is when you put in the work pero wala kang nakukuhang reward. Ulitin ko ha, ang quitting, in the diagram ko, meron kang dito yung quitting, diba? Equals when you are putting in the work, nagtatrabaho ka, pero wala kang nakukuhang result. So ikaw nagde-decide, ano bang result ang gusto mo? So let's say lang ha, na nasa pagkita ng pera. Meron kang discard din, meron kang naisip, meron kang negosyo, meron kang trabaho. And then you put in the work, diba? So mangyayari dito sa quit ka ha. Ang nangyayari dito kasi is you put in the work, tapos within 3 months, within the first week, within the first few days, pinost mo na mag-freelance na ako, walang nag-i-inquire sa'yo or walang nag-hire sa'yo kahit na nag-re-reach out ka. Ngayon talaga tuloy ulit dito is babalik to sa equation, mag-quit ka. Paano ba natin maiiwasan na mag-quit agad too early in the game? Ang na-realize ko dito is that if I now change it na yung work ulit tayo, so I put in the work, and then I put in the reward at a farther distance from the work that I did because naglagay ako ng time na mas mahabang time frame. Let's say 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months with consistent work, di ba? Input ako ng input ng work. Alam ko sa sarili ko na may mangyayari dito within 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. Mas malayo ang chance na mag-quit ako kasi within 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, makikita ko na merong reward. So, di ba? Work plus reward na-achieve, and then underneath is yung certain time frame in between for you to achieve the rewards. The longer that you set at alam mo na ito yung time frame na kailangan kong marating in order for me to achieve the reward, the chances of you quitting becomes smaller. Na, ang mangyayari ngayon, mas nagiging consistent ka. So balik tayo kina David at sa akin na Dindo na nasa real estate industry pa rin sila at sila ay very successful na ngayon. Kaya nakakarating na sila sa iba't ibang bansa. Ang nangyari dito is, hindi sila agad nag-quit even if they were not getting the rewards. Siguro, tingin ko ha, is that they said na, tiyagain ko lang ito, habaan ko lang yung time frame ko when I expect for the rewards to come in for the work that I've been putting in. So, hinabaan lang nila yung PC nila. Kumbaga sa negosyo, ito, namumuhunan. Kumbaga sa success, ito yun ha, sa success, kailangan mong mamuhunan ng oras. Pinakamalaking mistake nga natin dito is that ayaw nating mamuhunan ng oras, ayaw din nating mamuhunan ng pera. Pero what if, sabay mong ginagawa, namumuhunan ka ng oras, namumuhunan ka ng pera, at alam mo sa sarili mo na marami nang nakagawa nito before, there's high chance na magagawa mo rin ito para sa sarili mo. So, yun lang. Hindi ko sinasabi na ito ay perfect formula, pero ito yung nakikita ko na working formula para sa akin. So, in order for you to avoid quitting, or in order for you to eliminate or reduce quitting, balik tayo, the amount of work that I am putting in should not equate to a short time in order for me to reach the reward. Yung reward, alam ko, mararating ko yun. Habaan ko lang yung time frame na kailangan ko. Last example ko is this. If pupunta tayo sa Facebook profile ko ngayon, mapapansin nyo, ang dami kong mga reels na ginagawa. And then, marami din sa mga reels na ito is may nagwa 1 million, mahigit na ang mga views. Pero ang hindi napapansin ng karamihan is that before that, ang dami rin naming mga videos na ginawa bag na walang mga views. Alam ko, alam namin, buong team namin was that, sige, alam namin na darating yung traffic, alam namin na darating yung volume na manonood. Sa ngayon, sige lang, pondo lang tayo ng pondo, pondo lang tayo ng pondo. Lagay lang tayo ng lagay. Kung baga sa real estate, lagay ka lang ng lagay ng buhon at saka ng mga bakod mo. Eventually, pag dumating na yung traffic, makikita na, wow, ang dami mo pala. Parang library, kumpleto, Ricardo's kapal. So yun, tsagain mo lang. So when do you actually decide on quitting? That is on the time frame that you have decided that you will put in. Yun lang. Maraming salamat. And please make sure to give this episode and this podcast a 5-star rating on Spotify. Yun lang. Bye, bashers.
That wraps up another empowering episode of the Kasalanan Maging Purita podcast. With Neil Reichel, we've journeyed through insights and strategies designed to elevate your financial mindset and lifestyle, proving once again that in this digital era, wealth is a choice and struggle is optional. We hope today's episode has inspired you to take control, redefine your narrative, and embrace the abundance that's rightfully yours. Tandaan, this podcast is more than a source of information. It's a community of Filipinos breaking free from being purita to a life of wealth and joy. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone ready to turn their financial dreams into reality. Follow Neil Reichel on social media for more anti-purita strategies and inspiration. Until next time, keep thriving, keep growing, and let's bid farewell sa pagiging purita. See you in the next episode. Paala!